From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. A bill addressing homeless safety and health in emergency conditions passed unanimously in a Utah Senate committee meeting yesterday. Its sponsor, Democratic Senator Luz Escamilla, says the bill would require local governments to create response plans to accommodate the unique needs of each city or county.
My goal is not to put more burdensome on any of the cities or municipalities. It's to say, look, you have a chance to define what emergency may look like and tell us what will trigger that. Is it a capacity issue? Is it a temperature issue?
Escamilla says the state should use these plans to act as a partner to cities and counties. The bill now heads to the Senate floor. Teachers in the Salt Lake District plan to cut class tomorrow. The Salt Lake Education Association has declared red for ed, and teachers will walk out in the afternoon to push the legislature for prioritized funding. Instructors say the action is not about teacher salaries, but over concern for Utah's low rank in education funding. They're angling for smaller class size, more substitute teachers, and additional teacher support staff, known as paraeducators, plus money for mental health counseling. A half-day schedule will be in place with classes ending early Friday at 11:45 or 12:30, depending on the school. Buses will run as usual and lunch will be served, according to District Superintendent Lexi Cunningham. Teachers will meet at the Wallace Bennett Federal Building at 1 for a rally and then march to the Capitol. A bill that would essentially decriminalize consensual polygamy passed the Utah House of Representatives yesterday. It knocks down consensual polygamy from a felony to an infraction, unless connected to other charges such as child abuse or kidnapping, in which case polygamy would remain a felony. Republican Representative Lowry Snow says this will encourage abuse victims to report crime.
If felony threats were effective in stopping what we've heard apparently and we know has gone on to some extent, it would have worked.
But critics say the current law helps people when they leave polygamous communities. It's now headed to the Senate for a final vote. Planning for Bears Ears National Monument is moving forward despite protests from the tribes involved in the monument's designation. And that is raising questions about who the Bureau of Land Management is involving in the process. From KUER Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more.
The Monument Advisory Committee met this week to make recommendations to the BLM regarding recreation in Bears Ears. The committee was appointed last year by the Trump administration and includes two Navajo members, but neither was present at the meeting. That exacerbated concerns that the BLM is not including Native perspectives in the planning process. Angelo Baca is a Navajo and Hopi resident of San Juan County. He spoke during a public comment period.
Am I the only Indigenous person in this room right now? Is that a reality? Because that's unacceptable.
Representatives from the BLM say they have invited tribal governments to participate in the effort, but most have refused, citing the reduction of Bears Ears. Monument manager Jake Palma says that won't stop his team from visiting with tribal elders and representatives to get their perspectives.
We'll do whatever we can to engage with and get input from the tribes and our tribal partners.
The committee will meet again this summer. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
A crew from the Utah Geological Survey packed up an 18,000-pound sandstone block full of dinosaur bones yesterday. As KUER's John Reed reports, they're moving it from Thanksgiving Point to the Department of Natural Resources in Salt Lake so paleontologists have better access to the fossils inside.
The block is about 125 million years old. And paleontologists say it contains the most well-preserved collection of Utah raptor skeletons ever found. That's one of the main dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, even if it was misidentified in the film. Assistant State Paleontologist Don DeBlue says Utah has one of the best records of ancient life in the world, and this block is a key piece of it.
This is just one of the more spectacular finds ever in Utah, just because it's so many animals trapped in this one little spot.
Jim Kirkland, the state paleontologist, says there are at least six Utah raptors of different ages in the block, which was originally found just north of Arches National Park. He says having several generations in one place helps scientists understand how the animals grew and hunted.
These things have been talked about as pack hunters for years. Well, this may be a pack. A pair of adults would, you know, their young would follow them. The next year, those young would follow them. They're all blood relatives.
DeBlue says it will probably take another 20 years to get all the bones out. John Reed, KUER News.
And I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.